Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday, the 4th of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. It's Easter, and the planets are saying...
That's decisive.
Okay, and those planets are...
Assorted lunars.
And...
Try and capitalize on the positive occurrences or hints there's a light at the end of the tunnel of the last few days without becoming too enmeshed in how you're going to take it to the next level, make it happen, wrap it up, bring it home, etc. This astroclimate is more supportive of nurturing gently or fostering kindly than prodding sharply and decisively. Indeed, these next few days are about recognizing that these planets are actually inviting you to make real live structural changes in the way you do the things you do, rather than just talking about those elements that don't or no longer suit you or your lifestyle, and if the public record is anything to go by, haven't for some time. Thus, even if you are under pressure, stressed, vexed, whipped, overworked and underpaid, or whatever your individual condition, try to take a minute from your irritation to appreciate the elements that are working. No, this is not a motivational advert, just a friendly reminder from the planets that concentrating all of your efforts on moving something doing its best impersonation of a truckload of concrete isn't necessarily the most efficient deployment of your energy, let alone your time.
Oh, walk away. Signs particularly affected by assorted lunars.
Aries, Gemini, Cancer, Capricorn, Pisces.
And if one's birthday 4th of April.
Check your facts and measure twice before grabbing your pinking shears, before taking your position, making your incision, or doing anything else that ideally you want to get right the first time. It will be more efficient than taking random stabs, it should be here somewhere, or tightly embracing a thesis. For example, gravity is unnecessary, that's already been definitively disproved by history and science.
Oh, yes, I like gravity. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.